Lesson 12.3, page 122. Exercises 1B, 1C, and 1D.
Hey, Maggie, take a look at this picture.
Oh, let me see. What? Talia, is that really Barack Obama?
Fooled you. But he really does look like him, doesn't he? A little younger and not quite as tall, but honestly, they're like twins.
Where did you meet him? I mean, did you just go up to him on the street or something?
No. He's actually a friend of Gael's. His name's Sam. He's a sweet guy, hilariously funny. And he is so good at impersonating Obama. He has it all, the voice, the gestures, the facial expressions. I was really impressed. We all were. And I guess we should have been, because turns out he's a professional impersonator.
A professional Obama impersonator? You mean like he does this for a living?
Yeah, and he isn't even American. He's British, which is kind of freaky, because when he's not impersonating Obama, he's got this really thick English accent.
That must be weird. Obama with an English accent. So how did he get into it?
Well, he said he just kind of fell into it. I mean, those were his exact words. He fell into it. It wasn't like he planned it. It all just happened.
Yeah, okay, but how did it start? Did someone discover him, or did he, I don't know, answer an ad or something?
Oh, that's a great story. So funny. I can't tell it the way he does, of course, and the accent makes it even funnier, but okay. So, he was working as a waiter in a hotel in London, and one night some American businessmen came into the restaurant. This was months before the presidential election in 2008.
Oh, so a long time ago.
Yeah, so anyway, one of the businessmen spotted him and shouted across the room, "Hey, Barack! Guys, look, it's Barack Obama!" Sam didn't even know who Obama was at the time, but he smiled and waved, and these guys went crazy. They took pictures with him and made him do all these funny poses with them. They finally left, and he forgot about it.
So then what happened? Did they come back?
Well, I don't remember all the details, but it was like months later. Obama had won the election, and it seems one of the businessmen had a friend who was an event planner in London and desperately needed something special for this big corporate event she was planning. So, well, to make a long story short, she had seen her friend's pictures with Sam on social media, so they tracked Sam down, got him on a video call, and he got the gig.
Even with the accent?
Yeah, Sam could already do a basic American accent, and the gig was more visual than audio, so she was cool with it.
Huh. So he didn't have to talk much?
No, just a few words, but he wanted to do a good job. He didn't tell me how much they were paying him, but I got the feeling it was a lot, and he could see this might be his big break, so he really threw himself into it and just practiced and practiced and practiced. In his own words, he ate, slept, and breathed Barack Obama for 3 whole days.
And it paid off?
Oh, yeah. He did the event, and then everything changed. That's what he said. He said it was his moment, the moment when everything changed. He moved to Los Angeles, found an agent who specializes in celebrity impersonators, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Oh, come on. There are agents who only handle impersonators?
Yes. I got it straight from the horse's mouth. And not just one or two. This is like an industry.
I had no idea. But is he still doing it? I mean, Obama isn't president anymore.
Yeah, but he still gets called for all kinds of different events. Seems to be doing pretty well for himself.
So is he just going to keep doing this forever? Doesn't he get bored?
I can't speak for him, but he seems totally fine just doing the Obama thing for as long as the work lasts. But you can ask him about that yourself.
What? What do you mean?
We're meeting up for coffee later today. Come with me, and you can ask him to tell the story. Believe me, it's much better the way he tells it. And that accent.